My name is Zimin Shu, Dr. Z, Microsoft Architect Evangelist. With me today is David Hurster, who has recently presented a session on jQuery at Microsoft Developer Conference. We are very fortunate to have him today to join us to talk about the jQuery. But before we get started, David, could you introduce yourself first?
Sure. My name is David Hurster, and I am the Director of Technology at Resources Global Professionals here in Pittsburgh, overseeing the Policy IQ group. So I am a .NET architect, but also oversee the development, support, and QA teams for Policy IQ. I'm also involved quite heavily in the .NET community here in Pittsburgh. I help run the .NET users group. I help coordinate the our annual code camp, and also speak on occasion at events here in Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C.
So what is jQuery in your words?
jQuery is an open source JavaScript framework. It was created by John Resig a few years back, 2005-2006 timeframe. And in that short period of time, it has really taken off across the development community. And it really provides a lot of benefits both to developers and to the end user.
What are the benefits of using jQuery?
jQuery, from a technical perspective, really provides, I would say, probably four main main benefits out of the box for the developer. First, it provides the developer an easy way to traverse and manipulate a page's DOM. So being able to focus on specific elements within your page, or to be able to select an entire set of elements from your page and then manipulate those all at once. It provides a lot of shortcuts for the developer to do that. Second, it provides a really nice engine for animating parts of your page, whether you want to slide down and up different elements or fade things in and out. It really provides a very simple, very straightforward API in order to do that. Third, there's an extensive plugin repository for jQuery, which really a plugin in the jQuery world you can think of as a small little module that accomplishes a very specific task. So maybe it's like an asynchronous file upload type of module. Something you don't want to write yourself, but someone else has already written. jQuery provides a really nice framework for creating plugins and an easy way to incorporate them into your pages with very little code. And then fourth, from a technical perspective, jQuery has a very small footprint. If you compress your files on your server and you also use like a JS Min to minify your files, the jQuery core library itself ends up being only like a 20K download to the client. So from that perspective, a lot of images are a lot bigger than that. And with the power of jQuery, 20K download is really, it's very small. So it's a big benefit.
That sounds great for developers, but what about end users who are using application that's written with jQuery?
Well, from the business user's perspective, or the end user's perspective, jQuery allows the developer to build an application that does not have to refresh all the time. So if you've worked with like a traditional web application that's always refreshing every time I make a selection in a drop-down box or click on something in the page, and the whole page has to refresh. By using jQuery, you can target very specific areas within your page to either refresh or update or highlight or do whatever you wanted to do, even move if you wanted it to, without having to reload the entire page. And from the user's perspective, it's a much more enjoyable experience. You present to them information in a much faster way. And really, it's a more enjoyable experience for the user overall. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Now, is jQuery just for hobbyists, or it's also good for professional developers?
I would say it's good for everybody. So it's not just the hobbyist, and it really is really for everybody. Any type of development project you may have.
So if I'm a developer, how do I get started using jQuery?
Sure. Well, it's very easy to get started using jQuery. If you're a developer using either Notepad to create your web pages all the way up to using Visual Studio 2008, it's very easy to get started using jQuery. Really, it requires nothing more than going to the jQuery site, downloading the most current version of the framework from jQuery.com, and just like any other JavaScript framework, just including it into your page, just using a script tag. And it's really that simple. From that point on, you can start using all the different various functions within the jQuery API to do whatever it is that you need to do. So what I wanted to mention also is that with Microsoft supporting jQuery, this is really the first sign that Microsoft is supporting an open source framework like jQuery. So you can obtain jQuery by downloading the the recently released ASP.NET MVC release that was just released in Mix. It will be included in future versions of Visual Studio starting with 2010. But you can also get started with working with jQuery today within Visual Studio 2008 and having the benefit of IntelliSense by also downloading the hotfix for Visual Studio 2008 to provide IntelliSense for Java, jQuery, and also downloading from the jQuery site the Visual Studio IntelliSense plugin.
I know, David, you've been working with jQuery for a while. What's your personal experience so far?
Well, I have to tell you, Dr. Z, in my career with programming with .NET, even before that, I've always kind of been a little intimidated by programming the UI side of things. But I will tell you that playing with jQuery, starting to work with it, and actually developing products with it has been an absolute joy working with jQuery because, from my perspective, it's a very logical framework to work with. I don't feel like I'm working specifically within JavaScript when I'm working with jQuery. I feel like I'm working with a strongly typed, object-oriented type of language, much as I've been used to with C#, over the years. And from that perspective, I actually, there's a sense of excitement working with jQuery. When I start to see the things that I can do with it, with a very small number of lines of code, I'm very impressed, and I just think it's an absolute joy to work with.
How easy it is, or how difficult it is to debug your applications?
It's really no different than debugging any other JavaScript library that I have in one of my projects. So being able to set breakpoints, stepping through code, really everything, all the support that's there that you're used to in Visual Studio 2008 is available working with jQuery.
Early on you mentioned the plugin. Explain to us what's the plugin, why do you need to use plugins?
So the jQuery framework by itself is very it's very small, as I mentioned before, and it provides a lot of functionality in a very small package. But what the designers of jQuery decided was that, well, we're not going to throw all the bells and whistles into jQuery. What we're going to do is we're going to provide a framework for people to build off of jQuery very specific modules and different types of applications. And that's where plugins come into play. So what plugins really are very customized, they're very specific modules written with jQuery to perform very specific actions. So whether it's an asynchronous upload component, whether it's something maybe resizes different areas of your screen or doing like lightbox types of functionalities, there's plugins to do all that, all those types of things. And the wonderful thing about jQuery and why I think it's really taken off with such a storm within the development community is that the jQuery plugin repository off of the jQuery site has a massive number of plugins available. So there's probably well over 1,000 plugins available on the jQuery site, and they're categorized across 20 plus different categories. So anything from manipulating the DOM, very specific functionalities there, to providing different UI interactions for the user, like lightboxes, or even just the layout of your pages. There are plugins for all those types of things. And the nice thing about the jQuery repository pages is that it provides you information about the plugin. It provides the ability for you to comment on the plugin, so the ability for the community to review the plugin, so you can look at them and you say, okay, well, this one has 2 stars, so maybe I'm going to stay away from this one, but this other one over here, its description is pretty good, and it has 5 stars from 40 different people, so obviously that's a plugin I want to take a look at. Plus, a lot of the plugins, the developers who built them, have also provided demos, so you can spend hours upon hours going through the jQuery repository and taking a look at all the different demos and seeing what's available. And as long as your manager doesn't find out you're doing that, it's a very enjoyable and educational experience. So overall, the plugins, the plugin feature of jQuery is really one of the big game changers, at least it was for me, and it's really something that I think just attracts a lot of people to jQuery.
What about other technologies such as Ajax or Microsoft ASP.NET Ajax? These are the technologies that you can also use to improve using interface. What's your comment?
I think jQuery provides excellent functionality around Ajax and making Ajax calls, which really, overall improves the user experience tremendously. So if you need to invoke services from your JavaScript code that, either you're making GET requests or POST requests, and you want to do them in an asynchronous manner, jQuery provides a lot of facilities in order to do that. And the really nice thing about jQuery is that it really allows you to control at a very low level a lot of the different options in terms of making those asynchronous calls. So they provide at a high level some wrappers to say, okay, I want to make a JSON call, I want to get JSON back from a GET, I want to just make a regular GET or a POST or something like that. So they do provide some high-level abstractions, but then they also give you the ability at a lower level to say, okay, I'm going to make an AJAX call, it's a GET, here's the URL I'm going after, here's the type of data I'm getting back, I want to cache my results, and options after option after option after option that you can set in order to make those different calls. So from a developer's perspective, you have a lot of fine-grained ability to tune your calls, and from the user experience, the user benefits because you are creating the experience that's best for them for that situation.
David, do you have anything exciting using jQuery to show us?
Oh, I sure do. So we can take a look at a demo and kind of walk through creating a very simple site just from straight HTML and then applying jQuery to it and seeing how the page looks a lot different once you apply jQuery and how it behaves a lot differently too. For a demo, what I had put together is a little application that I wrote for our CoCamp here in Pittsburgh. So I started off, and what you're seeing right now is just the plain vanilla HTML markup. So now we have a much more, we'll say, professional looking page. But the nice thing is, once I start applying jQuery to this, I can start providing interaction with hooking up my buttons to some animation actions. So if I want to say, let's pick my next prize, what's that going to be? So notice that my panes kind of animate up and down. Pick my next prize winner. I can say, well, Will's not here right now, so let's pick another guy. It's Jack Hurster. Jack Hurster's present. He wants the shoulder bag, so we'll accept him. And notice that Jack Hurster now goes into the winner's list. And now the next prize up for raffle is a Vista Ultimate license. And that winner happens to be Megan Hurster. So notice right now that all this interaction is all happening without the page refreshing, targeting very specific areas of the page to perform very specific actions, getting the next prize, getting the next prize winner, moving that prize winner over into the winner's list. And what I'm doing behind the scenes is I'm interacting with some services on my server and really just passing small bits of data back and forth. And so from the user's perspective, it's a very clean look and feel. It's a very quick interaction. They're not waiting for pages to reload and over and over again. So just by applying some jQuery UI, and a little bit of styling, I took basically a very plain-looking page, styled it up a little bit, gave it some really nice interaction with animation, and did that really with not a lot of code. And so we can take a look at a code here in one moment. So now if I switch to the final page that we took a look at, the one that had jQuery, apply to a jQuery UI and a little bit of styling, if I look at just the HTML itself, it's identical. So I switch to the other page, and really my HTML has not changed. So let's take a look at the JavaScript. First off, I have a reference in here for my jQuery library that I'm working with. So notice there's just a regular script tag, and I'm just referencing my jQuery 1.3.2 version that I'm working with. And you can see that I have jQuery 1.3.2 included in my project here, just under a scripts jQuery folder. To wire up that event where I click on the next raffle button and allowing that div to collapse, make the call to get the next prize that's up for raffle, and then expand back to show what item is now up for raffle again, is really done within this document ready function. So this function is being called. When the DOM has been loaded, jQuery will call this function, and really that's setting up all my event handlers. So here's the button, link next raffle, that is the one that I'm clicking that causes that animation effect to occur. I'm wiring up a click event on that button, and I'm saying, well, when that button is clicked, call the method on next raffle click. So we take a look at next raffle click. This method will be called when I click on that button. And I happen to like to refactor out some method logic so I can call it in other places. But when onNextRaffleClick is called, I'm calling a method called startGettingNextPrize. So now start getting next prize down here. What that does is it takes that raffle item div, and that's the div that actually contains the name of the raffle item and its image, and I'm making a jQuery call on it, and all I'm doing is I'm saying slide up, so it's a simple one-line call to invoke this animation, and I'm saying take about 4,000 milliseconds in order to complete that slide up action, and it'll complete it faster if it can. And then I'm telling it, when you're done sliding up, call the method getNextPrizeAjax. So I'm waiting for my animation to complete before I make my Ajax call. So here's the method getNextPrizeAjax, and notice that I'm making another jQuery Ajax call here. Notice that the syntax is very straightforward, saying $, which is a shortcut for jQuery. I'm making an Ajax call. I'm passing in a few options to the Ajax method. The important ones here are stating that I'm getting a JSON object data type back. I'm making a get type of call instead of a post. And this is the URL that I'm invoking. And it's a URL that's living on my server. It's a WCF service. And it's a method called getNextPrize. The last option here is very important. I'm saying when this Ajax call completes, if it completes successfully, call the method onNextPrizeSuccess. Okay, so when my Ajax call succeeds, I then invoke the onNextPrizeSuccess function. jQuery successful Ajax call methods take two parameters, data and text status. Data is the data I'm getting back from my server. Text status is just a string status variable saying either it's successful or not. Really, the important items within this method, notice that I'm setting raffle item name. That's really just a label, essentially. I'm setting its text value to the name coming back from my server. The image tag, so this is the actual image of the Vista Ultimate license that you saw on the demo. I'm setting an attribute on that image tag. I'm setting the source attribute to the image URL for that Vista Ultimate license image. And then here, the most important part is I'm then getting that raffle item div again. This was the one that we originally slid up. And now I'm making another one-line animation call called slide down. And so I'm telling jQuery to slide that div back down to its normal size, and I'm giving one additional parameter to this method, and I'm stating the speed at which it should slide that down. So I'm saying normal. So jQuery allows you to specify either a speed in milliseconds, so before we saw that I was setting it as 4,000 milliseconds, or you can use one of three predetermined values, either slow, normal, or fast. And the jQuery kind of determines what slow, normal, or fast ends up being. So that is a very quick walkthrough of that one particular animation sequence that we saw in the demo.
So for applications that include or use jQuery, mm-hmm. Should I be concerned about performance, about security, about the overall support?
Well, in a short answer, not really. From a performance perspective, if you compress your files on your server and you also minify, use the minified version of jQuery, I mean your client download, that payload is under 20K. So that's a very quick download. It's cached on the client from that perspective. It really doesn't impact your performance very much at all. As I said, it's been said before that the images usually end up being larger than the jQuery download. Also, from a performance perspective, I know the jQuery team has done a lot of work in terms of really making the DOM traversal logic very performant, very efficient. So from that perspective, if you're doing a lot of you know queries on your DOM, that is also very performant. So you really shouldn't see any kind of degradation there. From a support perspective, I mean Microsoft is going to be supporting jQuery, so. It's an open source framework, but Microsoft is also going to support it. So if something goes wrong at 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday, then if it's your web page that's using jQuery, you can always call Microsoft support and lodge a ticket and see if they can help you work through your issues. So from that perspective, that's always been one of the big fears of open source projects, is that you're relying just on a community that may or may not respond to your news group post, but with Microsoft supporting jQuery, you also have PSS to kind of help you out when situations may arise. So overall, there's very few concerns that you would have with using jQuery, other than any other JavaScript framework that you'd be working with on your projects.
Where do you go to find the latest information on jQuery?
Pretty much, it's really a one-stop shop. If you go to www.jquery.com, from there you can download the latest version of the jQuery framework. You can access the jQuery repository or the jQuery plugin repository, get access to a lot of the documentation, tutorials, walkthroughs, demos, and then even access jQuery UI, which is their theme type of framework. And if you have some spare time in your hands, you can also there are links on the jQuery site about becoming a jQuery developer if you want to contribute to the project or contribute to plugins and all that kind of stuff. Really, the jQuery.com site is really a one-stop shop for all that stuff.
David, this has been great discussion. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you very much.